So maybe we start with Kathy because she needs to get out of here.
I wanted to update the council, I guess under old business, new business, about the efforts that are going on with the Board of Senior Judges to take a look at all of their rules and propose amendments to those rules that update them and ask questions about are the rules currently serving the needs of the courts. And a working group was formed with Judge Scott Hadley, who is the chair of the board, Judge Michael Lyon, and Judge Michael Alvin. And a first draft of the amended rules has gone out to the working group. I've received comments from one of the working group members. We have a special meeting of the Board of Senior Court Judges scheduled for March 20th, immediately following the judicial legislative update, to try to finalize their recommendations for amendments to the rules. The next stage would either be to bring us back to policy planning or to the judicial council or to vote. I've had Judge Hadley join me in going to the TCE meeting to talk about how they are asking for judicial assistance when they need it, how we might better track who is saying yes, who is saying no. And I am working with finance and others within the court to find out the impact with senior judges in the judicial ops budget, bar dues, code books, education, conference calls, and what judges may be approaching eligibility for incentive benefits under Rule 3501, which have to do with health coverage. So that's where we are in terms of the process that we're undergoing.
I think we really need to understand better the need, how across and by district.
And the cost.
But the need, the acceptance rates, and the cost.
So is the need as simple as capturing the number of requests?
Sure.
And whether for half day or whole day and all of that?
We track all of that now, and I can bring all of that back to the council.
I'd like to discuss the insurance issue when it kicks in. Mm-hmm. Is there a need for that benefit?
And what exactly is it?
To help us retain judges, or is it just simply a nice benefit?
I've heard about the benefit ever since I've been on the bench, that 7 years you can accumulate through not using sick days, right? We make a report each year. Mm-hmm. But until a month or two ago, I had never heard that simply by virtue of the fact that you have active senior judge status, you have that benefit available to you. I had no idea.
Maybe it was a sleeper, but I talked about it in the senior judges conference. So,
I just think it's a little, really slight segue now that you mentioned that, John.
Say that again.
Just a slight segue now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
So, historically, or at least for the last 5 years or so, we had gotten an email from HR shortly after the beginning of the year where we made our report. And I don't think we got that email this year. And I don't know if that's because HR changed.
We didn't.
I don't remember getting that email this year, and that's, I think, what everybody is relying on to track that information.
So, Kathy, I'm working with you on this, but
you know what I'm talking about.
Send that email. Oh, I filled it out years after year after year.
I'll work with you on that,
but we do need to send that out this year. Thank you. That's a very good catch.
It probably isn't. I wondered if it was related to the fact that we're changing our reporting requirements with CLE, and maybe they're going to capture that in July instead of December, probably not. But
I
wonder.
One way to think about this, which I think may have some merit, is what is the actual senior judge need for every district? Because the council authorized the number of senior judges per district, and that's what they are. And when an opening comes up, people can apply for it. We're not over staffing. on some of the positions. Right now, we have an unlimited number of you simply apply and you get it. I think, you know, especially if they're giving cause to that decision.
Yeah. And I think, for example, for my court, we have at least three. And no need on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been any need for a while. Occasionally there's an acute need, but you know, there's just no reason to use them right now. And
thinking maybe another step ahead, if a senior judge applies and doesn't want that benefit, can they waive that benefit so there wouldn't be a cost? Because there may be some judges that don't need it.
The rule provides that each July they have to notify me that, or the deputy court administrator, that they want to take advantage of that benefit. So it is an elected benefit.
And if we track how many judges do that?
Yes.
Do most all of them do it?
No, it's a very small number.
Okay. So it's a benefit that a few people are taking advantage of, but not all judges. So not every time we appoint a senior judge, we're not incurring additional costs.
No, but we...
Because I think there might be... My point, what I was starting to get at, is there might be some judges who have retired but want to be senior judge because they want to do some service back to the judiciary, but don't necessarily need that benefit, which wouldn't cost us anything if we approved it.
I wonder if there are a lot of judges who don't think it's sufficient compensation to help get CLE come to the annual meeting, their respective meeting, and that I would have probably signed up to be a senior judge, never knowing that benefit was available, just thinking that this is what's available. And that's, I would assume, it's significantly less cost than the insurance benefit.
There is a cost, though, and that's on the judicial operation.
Right, I was going to say, we're not taking into account the whole
user of that is senior judges. Right. We don't know. I don't know what that's used for, other than just the business company.
I don't have answers for you. These are all the things that I will be exploring with the working group. I mean, I do have some of the budget answers, but the whys and what value they see in those types of things, from their point of view, I don't have to share with you.
So is the plan then that you're going to gather this information, and gather the requested for the rule changes at least that are being proposed by?
Correct. I've got most of this information. I'm still waiting on a few pieces in terms of the money part of it. But what I'm waiting on is the input from the working group for the draft rule amendments that went out, and then the input from the all of the senior judges on March 20th.
Maybe this is handled within that, but I think one of the issues that brought this to the forefront was mandatory retirement for senior judges.
So I do want to oppose that. it's been raised, and I will see how they respond to that. Did you have an age in mind?
Off the cuff, 75.
Oh, the same as?
That's the word there.
That's what I, why does a sitting judge have to retire at 75, but a senior judge can keep going in their 80s? Like we just approved.
What's it? They're less stressed. Less life pressure, less
reliable.
Does anybody have anything else they'd like to give Mr. Tom feedback on?
I just want to report back. I appreciate working with Judge May in the first district, dealing with the local nominating commission. My great candidates, both for the juvenile position as well as the district court position. Appreciate that assignment. Happy to move forward. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Okay, that's it then. Do well.
So I'm here on the senior judge certifications of Judge Hall, Judge Lowe, and Judge Lamarck. So everything appears to be in order on their applications. The Board of Justice Court judges said that Judge Hall's application passed muster as well, made a recommendation to a certification. So we're looking for a vote on their certifying these three senior judges.
Before I participate in the vote, I just want to be clear on the record. My relationship with both Judge Wilmore serving in that district. I know I represent not that district on this council. Also, my relationship with Judge Lowe. I don't know if that would preclude me from participating in the vote. There's some clarity on that. I'm not sure if that would or wouldn't.
Do you feel that you can be fair and impartial in making your decision?
I believe that I can.
All right.
In regards to the senior judge applications, I'd make a motion. The two that are pending for active status, we should take a vote on those pending applications. The applications appear to be in order. We've not identified any deficiencies. Therefore, I move we approve Judge Lowe and Judge Wilmore as active senior judges. Judge Hall is inactive senior judges.
Second. Well, question, though. I thought there would be more to the motion.
There is. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not quite there. I just took a break on my paragraph. The council has identified a problem with assessing the need for senior judges and the costs associated with the senior judges. Pending a full policy discussion and appropriate rule changes, the council imposes a moratorium on approving new senior judge applications and will not act on applications until we fully identify the issues and made changes if necessary.
Would you accept a friendly amendment, which is provide notice to the judiciary as a whole of the suspension?
Yes.
With that, I would second.
Further discussion? The one thing I just want to ask is the way that you worded it is a moratorium on accepting the applications. Does that mean people can apply at all?
I would think that they should be allowed to apply, but we're not going to take
we're
action until further notice. With that clarification.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm nay, and I'd just like to say I'm not concerned about the qualifications of these senior judges. It's the right of this body to delay acting upon any application until we're comfortable with what costs it imposes, and that's the
procedure. I'm a nay as well.
For similar reasons. All right. So, Mr. Rice and Judge Horn have voted no. Did you get that, Jenny? All right, very well. Any more old business news?
Thank you.
All right. I think we can adjourn. But those of us who are going to the Capitol in the van should be by the P2 elevator or P3. Yep.
Shane,
email
for
me.
We're going to come here and pick you guys up at 1:30.
We still have the
at 1:30.
We have the research
station. Oh, right. I'm sorry. Don't leave. Sorry. We have the recertification issue that Justice Jimenez requested to be removed from the consent calendar.
Only for the purpose of. I'm totally happy with the recertification, but that we make an obligation going forward. That they certify compliance with all IP policies. Sorry.
Right.
So we're not recertifying. Are we requiring all the justice courts to go back and do that?
No. I'm in favor forward. Of the recertification, but I just wanted to make it clear on the record that the move
going forward
that as part of the recertification process, they have to comply with IT obligations and security obligations.
I think that's appropriate. It's going to take them a bit of time to get up to speed on them, so I want to make sure.
Where does that need to be?
We will also require a rule.
Correct. Yeah.
Because we just amended the rules.
So.
Okay, then if that's appropriate, then they refer it to policy and planning to the judge to make the appropriate changes.
But in the meantime, we're withdrawing the recertification from the consent calendar and not taking action.
No, I'm moving to vote on it and to accept the recertification
but wanted to
clarify that going forward, yeah, they need to have additional standards.
So I'll second the motion to recertify those courts and then also to
refer to policy
and planning. Compliance with IT policies and refer to policy and planning to advise us.
Further discussions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Right. I think that's a wrap.
I did get the email.
Jenny, what are the instructions for people going up?
Shay Dino says, Jim and Nada will be leaving the council room at 1:30, leading the group through the bands on P1.
Okay.
So I imagine it's...
So we'll be up there a good half hour.
So
in
half...
Oh my gosh, you're going to be up there 45 minutes. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, it's like herding.
Maybe the traffic.
It's like herding flutterbys.
Yeah, no, that's so. So anybody going up in the van, meet here. Yes.
No, you may be double insured.
The cool time. We had to deal with it. He had to deal with that on the heels of dealing with our employees.